So it's twaddle, but in places it is unwittingly hilarious. It sanctimoniously harps on about human rights, which of course the Russian government violates on an almost unprecedented scale in the last few decades. Committing international terrorism, obviously, as a terrorist state, terrorizing its own citizens, murdering its own citizens by the thousand in Chechnya. And then talks about how sacrosanct international law is. Again, its violent occupation of Moldova, the illegal military occupation of Georgia, and so on. Being in cahoots with terrorists abroad. Anyway, and talking about human rights, but we'll do anything to bolster anti-democratic forces, Nazis, or indeed communists abroad. Despite the rehabilitation of fascism being a crime in Russia, which could be something like pointing out that the Soviet Union murdered more civilians than the Third Reich did prior to 1939, not after 1939, prior to 1939, and so on, or doing what it is. But some if it was not your lucky day, that could be jail time. So talking about human rights activism for exercising his rights pursuant to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and indeed the Russian Constitution, one article of which prohibits censorship and says that people have an express constitutional right to demonstrate, to agitate upon public grievances. But anyway, it goes. But clearly, it wasn't Putin himself. It was a man notoriously bereft of a sense of humor. You know, you've cornered him when he does his fake laughter. Ha 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 ha. Because he's in the West of neo-Nazism and Russophobia, which would be something like opposing the illegal invasion of Ukraine or advocating for the human rights of Russian is anti-Russian. The Russians should not be drafted and sent to die in this illegal of unprovoked aggression. That somehow is anti-Russian, speaking up for a regime which is Russophobic, which I suppose is humanophobic. Anyway, it goes on. A new type of hybrid war. Well, no, it's actually Russia's type of the war against Russia's vital interests in the Ukrainian direction. That's it. It's mentioned only allusion to Ukraine. Obviously, doesn't use the words war, invasion, conflict, and that so-called special military operation. So, not admitting that Ukraine is a sovereign state, even though Russia recognized it until recently, had an end date of mutual respect and commitment. So, Russia's respect for Ukraine with civilians, the deliberate bombing of schools, the deliberate bombing of hospitals, the deliberate bombing of aftermath is forming an axis of seeing alliances with other tyrannies, such as sympathetic to the continent is, but yet another impression from me. So, they speak, but what's China going to do for them? I suppose someone like me, and I'm not known for my magnificence. So there are no sweetheart deals with them, just to keep them on side. Pakistan, that doesn't keep the Indians very happy, and the Indians mainly move in a more pro-Western direction for that reason, because Russia's got very little military to sell them. So much has been destroyed. The Russian industry has, it is at least cheap. But if you can't even obtain at any price, they may as well purchase cheap. But if you can't even obtain at any price, they may as well purchase weapons from elsewhere. So you can't be in a conflict. Putin will often try and play both sides of the street, say that he's friendly towards Israel and yet Syria as well. Well, they're deadly enemies. Expertise for how to circumvent sanctions, Iranian technicians repair flawed Airbuses and so on. Anyway, so trying to suck up to the Soviet Union, and they rail again. So the policy satellites are carrying out a long-standing anti-Russian policy aimed at weakening Russia in every possible way. Well, I mean, I don't quite agree with that. Obviously, not hostile to the Russian regime, but even Russia, the United States, oil, Russia. Obviously, no Western country advocated for Chechen independence. And it's true that the Russian military was egregiously brutal against fighting against them. All right, in a war, get killed. You should try and avoid it, but there'll be some collateral damage. And no army is perfect. Most armies have even taken into account how arms of the number of atrocities, the scale of atrocities, and so forth. And Ireland, well, we don't fight abroad, but the British army is still not bad. And so, what was I going to say? So it says that the European states, what they're doing is creating threats to security and the sovereignty of the Russian Federation, gaining unilateral economic advantages, undermining domestic political stability, and eroding traditional spiritual moral values. So that's the end of the quotation. I mean, one possible strategy for NATO countries would be to back up separatist movements in Russia, in Chechnya, Dagestan, Tatarstan, Bashkirstan, and so on, to create almost at home. Yeah? So they say propaganda or the trans issue or something like that. And Russia's become more homophobic in the last few years. It really is the last refuge of the scoundrel. I mean, you had to be the lowest of the low to think you're going to have to pick on gays to prove you're so macho. Putin is blatantly a repressed homosexual himself. Well, that there's homoerotic, the going around topless, the karate, he likes wrestling on the ground with men. Okay, karate, he likes wrestling on the ground with men. Okay, if he's gay, he wants to be a closet gay, it doesn't bother me, do what you like. But you shouldn't be. All the West's fault, so scaling. Anything goes on in Russia, obviously it's never Putin's fault, he's got no power, is it? I mean, it's, anything goes on in Russia, obviously it's never Putin's fault, he's got no power, is it? I mean, it's a familiar ridiculous excuse. Anyway, it does appear that West intelligence agencies have their informants honeycombed in the Russian military from that US Defense Department report, seem to know so much about what's going on. What Russia wants to say is to get European countries to realize the futility of their confrontational policy and hegemonic ambitions, and to break away from American mastery, as they say, and have a new model of coexistence with Russia. Now, in this, Russia may have achieved some success. There are some people on the far left and the far right who are amenable to that. The cost of the war is mounting. Western countries having to send money and weapons to Ukraine, accommodate refugees, objections in Slovakia and Poland and so on, and Hungary about Ukrainian grain, undercutting prices. So that policy might actually pay dividends. There are always some people, they've really got, European countries don't spend nearly enough on defense, have been expecting Uncle Sam to come in and save them. But they're starting to spend more. It's the demon of the peace, the executor of an anti-Russian policy. Anti-Russian policy seeks to contain Russia. They're not against the Russian language, Russian food, Russian music, Russian anything, really, against Putin, his own people. And if he kept his tyranny in his own borders, he might have his own business, but he doesn't. And he's illegally occupying all the states, denying enormous crimes against humanity, perpetrated, and so on. Anyway, doesn't see that actually when it's a bad relations with the West were much better. So it seeks for a detente. Not willing to do anything to offer that detente. How on earth is it going to achieve it? Doesn't really have a strategy to raise costs for Western countries. Anyway, it says it wants to resist sanctions and recognize the West has got economic dominance. Forecast less than I thought or hoped, because that might reverse it. I mean, I know it hits the innocent as well as the guilty, but this is a way you can achieve a victory without killing a single person, by just hitting them where it hurts, in the wallet. They claim are undermining Russian sovereignty and territorial integrity. So that means propaganda, and that means cyber attacks and so on. So they've said it themselves, what they're to do. And indeed, they are actually doing it. With cryptocurrencies, rather less success in evading sanctions of that, but they might get better. So there is high inflation, there are cost of living crisis, there are some demonstrations and strikes in France. So, you know, these countries may turn inward and try and deal with their own problems. And Russia perceives possible allies in the global south, and indeed already has them. But the trouble is they're the other way. They may be some sort of resentment, they demand to the colonial era or whatever, but no practical help. So it says maybe they can offer a balance of the United States based on a shared response asked. Russia is not the Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, Uzbekistan have growing populations. There's other Western countries likewise. China is breathing down Russia's neck in 6 years, like 1% growth per annum at most. And in fact, Putin's policies have enfeebled it. It has, you know, only about five countries are going to vote for it in the United Nations, and none have enfeebled it. So it has, you know, only about five countries are going to vote for it in the United Nations, and none is a powerful, realistic. There's some.